is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hi, Ollie. What do you got for us?
Good afternoon, Julia. Just like there's always money in the banana stand, there's always gossip in the Dirt Alert.
Good.
And we're talking about Brandi Glanville this afternoon.
Oh, gosh. What is she up to?
Oh, well, she's pretty upset and disappointed to be excluded from season 11 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
She was excluded. Well, they let her in last. She's been off the show for years.
Right.
What is... Wow.
Yeah. So she said, I was disappointed, honestly, because I felt like I really gave them their season last year because of the whole...
Oh, the whole scandal.
You know what? And that was pure BS on the part of both Bravo and Brandi, because they were like trying to kink shame Denise Richards, and it was nobody's business. And I hated that whole storyline. If anything, she cemented herself to never even be invited back. It was so pathetic.
Well, Brandi Glanville tells Entertainment Tonight that no one's reached out to me. Not anyone to say yes or no. I would have thought that I would have gotten a phone call and been like, listen, we're going to do another route, but thanks from anybody. So she's lamenting the fact that Bravo hasn't even rejected her.
Well, they don't care about her.
They don't care about her. She just wants to get her name out there.
And, you know, I can see why she'd be upset with Bravo for sure, because they did, I mean, the editing and the stuff that they did, it was really a turnoff. I was so glad that Denise Richards had FU money.
Yeah, she could say FU to Bravo
and walk away.
Totally, because that whole storyline between Brandi Glanville and Denise Richards, they teased that out 6 months before the season even aired.
And there was nothing there.
Right.
It was like the year before with Lisa Vanderpump and the puppy thing. It was nothing there. It's one of the disappointing things about Beverly Hills that I hope they get a handle on this next season.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys think that they're going to go in depth into the drama with Erica Jane?
Pray for it.
Yes. And you know what? And the producers are going to make sure to do her dirty, because I bet you she has been a horrible housewife to work with from a producing standpoint.
Yep.
She's on camera so little. She's real demanding about and she doesn't share anything. I mean, she would be a producer's nightmare as far as, you know, someone that you're trying to work with and help guide along for the story, because she's one cold lady. And now this time she wants to stay on the show, keep that paycheck. Those producers are going to get her to be dramatic.
Well, we'll be able to find out what happens to Erica Jane. The season 11 premieres May 19th. Mark your calendars.
Okay.
Did you guys see Machine Gun Kelly's new tattoo?
Okay, Holly. Describe it for people, please, because I just don't get it.
So, Machine Gun Kelly shared his new tattoo on Instagram, and it's a what seems to be a cut in his throat.
But it's such a thin thing. It almost just looks like someone took a red pen
and drew a line.
It's not like it's like on the edges or whatever. It's a strange tattoo. I'll just say that. I can't understand where that came from.
It's disconcerting when you look at it.
Yes, it is, because it is tattooed in red.
Yes, because people commenting, thinking that there was a legit slice in your neck.
Yeah, and it's going to fade to pink, and now it's going to look like a scar. And I guess maybe that's what he thinks is cool, but he's probably going to keep adding and adding. We won't even know it's there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you can go and check out Machine Gun Kelly's tattoo. I thought about putting it on the show links, but I was like, nah, you can just go to his Instagram if you want to go and check
that out. You did the good work today with Queen Elizabeth portraits, Milo and his thylights, and Kim Kardashian's dress.
Yeah, plenty for the eyes to feast on there. Jane Fonda on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon revealing her best kiss ever.
This was such a good interview. God, she gives good couch.
Jane Fonda, GOAT, greatest of all time. The best kiss ever that she had doing acting was not Robert Redford. It was not Robert De Niro, not John Voight, not any of those guys. It was a guy that she kissed while performing Summer Stock in Maine when she was 18 years old.
Wow.
She said, I had a crush on the stage manager whose name was James Francisus. And he was the star of Mr. Novak. Do you guys know that show at all?
No, but when I looked him up, I was like, oh, he's Hollywood handsome of the time I could see where. It felt like that was her first French kiss.
Oh.
When I was listening to her, I was like, that's the first time she got a really, truly good French kiss.
She said that he was so handsome and he walked me out to the end of the pier and he kissed me.
Yeah, it was a French. She fell in a heap. It was a French kiss because, you know, if you kiss someone who doesn't know how to French kiss, it is repellent.
Oh, can I tell you?
Yeah.
My first kiss.
Was the someone repelled in your mouth and you didn't kiss anybody for 2 years? Mine too, Holly.
Yeah, it was at the back of the movie theater watching Godzilla.
Oh.
And I had a crush on this guy. And then he just decided
And then, I mean, it's like so disappointing. It's so disappointing. So Jane was describing, Jimmy Fallon was in trance because she was going into great, good detail.
Oh, love it.
And looking at this guy, I'm looking at a picture that the Daily Mail provided us with him in some loincloth.
Yes. Handsome.
Very handsome.
Very handsome. And he was like 20 and she was 18. So he knew what he was doing.
Oh, very lovely. Gwyneth Paltrow says people don't think she's funny because of the way she looks.
She is so annoying.
Yep.
What is the pretext of telling us this humble brag?
Well, she goes on to say in a new interview, this is on Heat magazine over in the UK, she said, well, the people who know me well know that my irreverent sense of humor is very much at the core of who I am. Sometimes I think people are surprised by that because I look a certain way or whatever assumption they make about me.
Honestly, she just is beyond. She bugs. Gwyneth Does she bug you?
Too beautiful to be funny.
That's right.
There you go.
But she can't call herself beautiful because she knows there's so many adjectives people are using.
No, whatever assumptions, Lori, that you're making about Gwyneth Paltrow's appearance.
Yeah, I guess I would just say, like, that would be believable coming from Angelina Jolie. But she would not say anything like that because she's had more therapy than...
Yeah, well, she's talking about the humor and the Goop branding, which I would say, I get their letters.
Yeah.
The copywriter has to lay off the puns.
Yeah, kind of corny, right?
Very corny.
Yeah. Well, she's probably driving that. That's what she's letting us know. Oh, I'd hate to work for her. Oh, no, really? No, that would not be a fun job.
Or you're so funny.
Oh, no.
You've got her worked up now.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Holly.
You're welcome. Let's do My Talk Traffic.
That is a perfect Prince song to play. Love it, Rocco. That is such a good song.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, at least we don't have the fresh pain of that. That was so painful.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so upsetting when he
died.
It really was. You know? Yeah,
I mean, I thought...
It was very weird because he was this Jehovah's Witness and you wouldn't think drugs would enter his body or any of that. And then to find out he died of fentanyl. It was accidental and everything, but still that he was taking drugs and...
People get addicted to pain pills, Julia. Right. So you got to be careful about drugs.
But people become very addicted to it.
And people actually, he was in constant... Pain.
Got it. No, I understand. If he chose to smoke pot, it would have been healthier.
Right.
I've always understood, too, that one of the reasons he had so much pain is because he didn't want to get surgery for his bad hips because Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in blood transfusions.
Mm-hmm. So that held him back, too.
Exacerbated it.
And again, I also feel like it's his religious beliefs that is why he didn't have the will and because he didn't really...
Right.
Jehovah's, I mean, as far as I know, I don't want to minimize
it. No.
But they believe that they're going to come back...
Right. To take care of everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Later. So I think that was his belief. It's like, I don't need to take care of this stuff. My spirit will return from the dead someday.
I remember one time we were living not in Japan. It must have been Lakeside. We must have been like my dad was back at Duluth Air Force Base because in Japan, it was always the Baptist missionaries were who were overseas.
Right.
But I remember a Jehovah's Witness and my mom said, we were like, we want them to come in. We want them to tell us. And somehow we found out that they didn't celebrate birthdays or Christmas.
Oh, that was it. No.
I remember that stage too,
because let's say here, these people are so nice to come to our door. Nice.
And I don't know how we found that out. Anyway.
No birthdays, no dancing, none of that. It's like, I'm not, that one isn't one for me.
Okay. Well, speaking of birthdays. Yeah. Speaking of birthdays, Queen Elizabeth having her 95th birthday, one of her dear husband is gone. One of her dearest friends died on the same day as her funeral. She's reaching the age where, you know, a lot of people, her sister has been gone for 20 years.
Well, right. Reaching the age. She's over the age.
Over the age. But we're like a lot of people. I know I have a couple of friends whose parents are in that. They are alone and all their friends have died. I mean, you know,
my mom was counting her book club that she had forever. Seven of the originals are all dead.
And your mom is... Yep. You know, mid-80s, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so Queen Elizabeth, really thinking about her today. But I loved that there's a Statistica for True Royalty TV, an organization in Germany, crunched the numbers. And they said she can take comfort in the fact that her personal brand is bigger than that of American billionaire Oprah Winfrey. That she has... Not only is she more talked about than Oprah, but her brand recognition exceeds the profile of Beyonce, Kim Kardashian.
As it should.
Bill Gates and the Obamas.
As it should. She's a queen.
She's, because she's the longest standing and all of that. And I guess there's a new documentary called Elizabeth at 95, The Invincible Queen, estimated that were the institution... a regular firm, the business would be valued at a whopping $100 billion.
It's a massive industry for England, Lori.
Yeah.
Tourism.
You've always said that.
Yes, I have. It's the truth.
And as its top executive for nearly 70 years, the Queen has likely a value herself of around $50 billion, which is $10 billion more than Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And her personal wealth is about $560 million. And even though there's been scandals and all this other thing,
people are still intrigued. They want to go see Buckingham Palace.
And people were very happy that she ordered Andrew to step down.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
People felt like that was something, you know, even though it's not
probably
taking
so
everything.
Hard for her, but it was a big
disciplinary
deal.
Action that needed to be done.
Yes.
And also, yeah, they just, it's kind of, I hope we get to see this here. This documentary.
It sounds good.
Yeah,
right.
Good. Anyway.
And if anyone is headed to Mount Everest.
Yes.
They've got their first COVID case.
Oh, dear.
And the symptoms of COVID are the symptoms you would get from losing air climbing up Mount Everest.
You would think that Nepal would make that. You can't come in and you can't go to Mount Everest unless
kidding.
You're vaccinated.
I don't know why that isn't going to be standard everywhere.
Yeah, well, it's going to be if people don't get a lot more.
People vaccinated.
Because it's just going to jump to other places.
Different strands mm-hmm. and then,
okay, well, Kim Kardashian, let us draw our attention to three great pictures today. We've got... we've got Milo Ventimiglia keeping the short shorts, never missing leg workout, giving us...
This is on the Lori and Julia show page, is what Lori's trying to get at.
Yeah, and then we've got Kim Kardashian in a...
dress that has no name.
That's right. It's not for you to understand, it's for you to drool.
Yes, and that is kind of the best headline. This dress, it's not for you to understand.
That's right.
Don't ask me any questions. It's just because.
And I have to say that Tom Cruise pictured clinging on the front of a steam train while filming Mission Impossible 75.
Looks wonderful.
In Northern England. He's got a nice
fit
on his pants.
I knew you would say that. I was just waiting. Of course she'd say that. And that picture came out today because Suri Cruise's picture of her 15th birthday came out yesterday.
Yeah. Well, they do. They don't want us to forget about him.
They don't want us to forget about him.
You know.
Old Tommy. What is today?
Today is Wednesday, Julia.
It is. It's the 20-something. 21st.
That's right. You're going to
anniversary. Isn't it kind of amazing how you just, what is the date?
Yeah, well, we've lost track of time, but we are coming. We are choo-chooing train down 14 days, Julia.
Yep.
and these little fillies are being led out of the stable. Rocco, and I don't know who's going to ride us to where, but somewhere we're going. We're going. I am like giddy up.
Oh, I couldn't be happier because we had our second vaccine shot today, people.
Same.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had a couple of people say to me, do you have any social anxiety? And I'm like, I've been going to work every day.
We have. Yeah. I don't have any.
I think people that have stayed at home and had a whole different thing, I get it why it would be different. But for us, we've been coming in here every day. So there's been a semblance of normalcy in that way.
And I'm so grateful that we were fortunate that we could, because I would have been a disaster.
I guarantee
you. We did it for 2 days. Remember, you did it for 4.
Yeah, I guarantee you I would not have learned how to make any damn sourdough bread. I guarantee you
I know.
I wouldn't have taken up knitting.
You would have learned how to right click, though.
I would have. And I would have sharpened my conversational Italian and French. I might have committed to that.
No, you wouldn't have, because you would have spent all your time on technical difficulties trying to get into this show every day.
That's true.
Oh, Julia, where's the plug on this? My computer. I can't find it.
Oh, that is really the most pathetic Luddite thing ever said.
It is. Have a good night, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.